everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lots About Something podcast. This is the podcast where we, the Lots, always talk about something. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your day and your week. My name is Chris. I am one of your hosts for today, and I am, of course, joined, as always, by my lovely bride, Tina. How are you doing today, Tina?
Doing good.
Tina, I think that we need to start with the fact that we had some technical issues with our podcast episode last week. We got some reports that it was echoey. And so I confirmed that it was echoey, and we've attempted
to fix it.
Hopefully we've done that. We'll see what happens. I don't really know why it's all of a sudden echoey, and I have very limited knowledge. So if I can't figure it out, I'm either have to call Fireball or my new buddy, Twisted Squirrel.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Listen at the very end and see if you hear anything?
Yeah.
Before we even put it out there in podcast land?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll see. Maybe
I hope the echo's gone.
I hope so too. Also wanted to, so anyway, if you that was annoying to you, you've got to be kidding me, Boots. Boots, I poured a cup of diet ginger ale or ginger ale zero. Boots is obsessed with it, and he won't leave it alone.
Come on.
So I apologize for Boots being in the podcast. If you're watching on Spotify, you can see Boots. I want to. Maybe we'll talk about Boots here in a minute, but I also wanted to address something else. I was informed right before we went live on the podcast that I was not dressed appropriately for an Audible podcast. Tina said, are you going to wear that? Talking about the shirt that I was wearing.
The shirt he had on was not appropriate for viewers out there. That's all I said. But you don't see anything but the top, you know, at the top of what we're wearing. So I was just making sure.
You couldn't see anything below, like, my neckline.
It just needed to be changed.
But Tina said that my attire was inappropriate for the podcast for people that mostly would just listen.
Yeah. I just, for those viewers out there that were actually looking at us, we just need to look a little bit presentable as we do the video.
All right. Well,
hence, I have my hat on.
Oh, that's why you wear your hat.
So I've been trying to wear different hats in different videos, so you can tell which day it is.
I do that. I do that when I stream. I wear different color shirts and different color hats.
Yeah, so today it's my New York Yankees hat. For all the listeners out there that don't see it, it's my blue New York Yankees hat.
All right.
I like it. Blue is one of my favorite colors.
Because how you look on radio is important. I mean, you know what they say is, some people say that they have a face for radio, which basically means that they're ugly. If you have a face for radio.
I get that now.
So, anywho. Well, guys, we're so glad that you're here. Thank you for jumping in the podcast. Did I interrupt you, Tina?
No. Do you think we have podcast or radio voices?
That's a good question. I don't know. You know, because sometimes you have, like, okay, Twisted Squirrel, the guy, his name's Aiden. We call him, we play video games with him, and his video game name is Twisted Squirrel. But his name's Aiden. Aiden has a true radio voice. Like, he could be, you know, he's got, like, a professional sounding voice. I don't know that I have a professional sounding voice.
Yeah.
I don't think that I've got like a squeaky voice or anything like that, but I just don't know that it's radio quality professional.
Well, we're not we don't have annoying voices, I guess, because we do have 7 faithful viewers. So at least we have them out there.
And we at least have 7.
Even through the echo and all, they still going to come.
We at least have 7 people that think that our voices are not annoying enough to keep listening.
Yes. Speaking of that, viewers, we have gotten some responses back from our response question last week.
Yes, we have.
So
we have gotten several people that wrote in saying what segments that they wanted to be in, and that they wanted to be a part of the 100th episode coming up. This is 93, so we're a couple of weeks away.
I wonder what week that'll be.
Also heard from Pastor Wesley. He wants to be on the 100th episode. He's not even a listener, really. He just wants to be on the podcast.
Okay.
So maybe we could let him, you and him, do the wow together. What do you think?
Why don't we let him do it that week? Because his name begins with a W.
Wow with Wesley. Wesley's wow. I call him Wally. That's my nickname for him. And so I'd rather it be called Wally's wow.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That really came from a story where when we used to work in LaGrange together, somebody called the church office. And for whatever reason, I answered the phone. And they said, can I speak to Wally? I was like, who? I said, Wally. I said, I don't know Wally. And they said, Wally Weatherford. I said, oh, you mean Wesley? And the guy was like, oh, I'm so sorry. He said, please don't tell him that I called him Wally. I was like, don't worry, buddy. I won't tell him.
I've got a new nickname for him, but I won't put it out there because he might not want everybody to know his nickname.
You've got a new nickname for Wally?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
I just called him it today and y'all laughed
about
it. That's
his middle name.
But he might not want anybody else to call him
that. It's not a nickname. That is his name.
Well, he giggles every time I call him it, so.
He called you Tina and you called him his middle name.
Yeah. He may not want anybody else to call him by his middle name. Yeah. But now that I know his middle name, that's his nickname for me.
Okay. All right.
So what episode are we going to be in today?
So this is 93 today.
So that'll come out tomorrow.
Yeah.
So 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99. Episode 100 will be April the 29th.
Oh, the last Monday of May. I mean, April, excuse mm-hmm. me. I was thinking it was May, but.
So we said.
It's going to be May.
It's 93 tomorrow?
93 tomorrow.
93, 94, 95.
This is riveting podcast information, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I may be wrong. You sure it's 93?
Yeah. I feel fairly confident about it.
93, 94, 95.
So, podcast, how are y'all doing today?
98, 99. 100. 29th is the 100th episode.
29th of April. So we're just 7 weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. There you go, Tina.
What's going on the 28th, 29th?
I don't know. Do you have plans? You have big plans for that day?
No, I'm just looking at the weekend ahead when we go get all our stuff for it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, while you do that, why don't we jump into our first segment called What's New? We do this every single week, and it's just a segment that we do where we talk about what's new, what's been happening in our world since the last time we did the podcast. I wanted to bring up something. Speaking of boots, I wanted to bring up something with you, Tina. This isn't necessarily new, but it is new in the sense of us talking about it here on the podcast. We had a discussion today on the way home from church about, do you feed boots too much? Because here's what happens. You feed boots, then Lily feeds boots. Y'all both do that multiple times a day, and he's getting to be quite the fat cat.
Now, I normally feed boots. And I normally check in with Lily to feed, make sure she's not feeding boots. But I do feed him. I don't overfeed him, I don't think. But obviously, you think that we do.
Well, I don't know. I mean, to be honest, I am so inexperienced with cats. I really have no idea.
I feel like if he goes to his bowl and he meows at me, then he's talking to me to tell me he's hungry. And so I never feed him large portions. It's just little bitty portions, which makes me think he may be hungry a little bit more often because I think he might be hungry.
Well, from the outside looking in, okay, I don't think that I would not say that I'm well-versed in cat care, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I would say here's what I see happening. He wakes up, you feed him, Lily feeds him. Then Boots has learned pretty much that anytime that you go to the kitchen, if he walks towards his bowl, you're going to feed him again. And you're going to say, are you hungry?
Now that is somewhat true.
And so then you'll say, well, just a little bit. And I hear you say that, just a little bit, about 4 or 5 times a day.
No, it goes on to be at least 4 to 5 hours. And, you know, I think, well, we get hungry about that time.
Yeah.
And so I want to make sure that he's not hungry.
I'm reading here from Cornell University that from age 6 months to maturity, which is 1 year, that it's okay to feed a cat 2 times a day. If we fed Boots 2 times a day, I think he would think he was starving. Because we feed him, I know, 7 times a day.
That's not true.
I know we feed him 7 times a day.
I try to feed him at least 3 times a
day. That may be right, because I'm not here to say that I know the answer. I know very little about cat care.
People's going to think I'm trying to kill the cat. I'm not. And it's not 7 times a day, and it's not a lot. But if I'm doing something wrong, cat lovers out there need to tell me. It's not, I think it's about 3 times a day. In the morning when I get up, it's by 7.
So you want him to be and on around a breakfast, 12, lunch, and dinner diet.
And then in the evening, just little bits.
Yeah. Well, what about the other day when Lily woke up, fed him, and then you woke up and fed him?
He was happy, too.
Yeah, he had no complaints.
He laid on the couch a little bit. So he's a sweet kitty, though.
Yeah. That's all right. That is the answer to anything that Boots does. Listen, that's wrong. That's Christy's answer. He's a sweet kitty.
You have to see Boots when he's with me. He doesn't really, he does love Lily, but he loves Christy. He loves Tina a lot. And so we spend a lot of time together.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I try to make sure he's happy.
All right. Well, very good. Do you have anything new that you want to add to what's new? Anything exciting, exhilarating?
Emma got her glasses.
Oh, yeah. Did we talk about that last week? Going to get glasses?
Yes.
Yeah,
we picked them up Friday, and I was concerned about her not wearing them, but actually she's been wearing them a lot since she got them on Friday. She looks really cute in them. She's concerned about how she looks, but I told her it's more about what she can see and can't see versus not being able to see. I put them on to see if I could see out of them.
You mentioned the other day that you felt like you needed to go get glasses, so that may be the next thing, the next hurrah. I was going to say something. Oh, I was going to tell about Lily really quick. Lily got a promotion at work,
mm-hmm.
and they made her a team leader.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was pretty cool. That was a good thing. So we're excited about that for her right now. I do have a slight grievance. And I don't think that this person would ever listen to the podcast. And so I feel like it's safe for me to bring up this grievance. And I'm hesitant, not because I think that they will hear it. I'm hesitant because of you. It's not a grievance against you. But you have some strong opinions about this grievance. Okay?
Okay.
We took the car in last week. I can already see it on your face. You're getting ready. You're getting reared up and ready to go. We took the car in last week to get it worked on. We felt like we're having some type of issue with the gas with the silver car. We got it fixed about a year ago, and then it started doing it again. We felt like we maybe needed some new brakes, and we knew we needed to get the oil changed. So we're like, I want to check the brakes. We want to get the oil changed, and we want you to check this one part. So they had the car for 3 days. Ended up, all they did was the oil change. Okay? So you're already fired up about this. Why didn't, you know, I tell you that they didn't do anything to the car. You're mad. They want us. But I called and said, hey, I need to pick it up because I don't want to go all weekend without the vehicle. And so,
which blows my mind because the Jeep sat over there for 6 months.
Well, we couldn't drive the Jeep. The Jeep was inoperable. The silver car is still operable.
Carry on.
So we go to pick up the car, and the part that, so you were upset about that, and what I'm about to say set you off. This is the part that frustrated me. Not the fact that they didn't fix the car, though I didn't love that. But the part that frustrated me was that we went to get in it, and it smelt like they'd been smoking in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And that was probably the most frustrating. It's like when you rent a car, or you go into a hotel room, and it's supposed to be like a no-smoking room, but you can tell people have been in there. I've been in situations like that before. But this was really strong. It was almost like they had just done it.
Probably because they just changed the oil.
So
it's probably been sitting over there, and they're like, well, we've got to get on this because Chris is about to come get the car. We ain't done nothing to it. In 3 days, we got to hurry up and change the oil in this car. Well, who knows if they even changed it? They may have just pressed the button and put a sticker up there for all we know.
Yeah.
Kara, uh-huh.
So anyway, that was my slight grievance, was that the car smelled like smoke.
Oh, I didn't know what you were going to say.
That was my grievance.
So do we want to talk about the ride home yesterday, what we discovered that I didn't know what to do?
I don't know what that is.
Remember we coming home from Target and I put the air freshener thing?
Oh, yes.
You want to talk about that?
That was funny.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple months ago, actually, we went and bought air fresheners for the car.
When we got the Jeep back.
It's about 90 days is how long they're supposed to last. I made a mental note in my mind the other day because I saw mine in the Jeep that it's about a third left. It's got mm-hmm. It's one of those things where you put it in the vent and it's got like the fragrance in a bubble. You can kind of see the bubble. And I can still smell it in my Jeep, but I just noticed the other day it's about a third full. Well, the day before, I noticed that in our car, most of the juice was still in the bubble. And I thought, man, that's lasting a lot longer in the car than it is in the Jeep.
And every time I got in the car, I was like, I don't smell the air freshener in my car like I do the Jeep.
So I saw you yesterday. We're driving home from Target, and you're messing with the air freshener thing. And I saw you pulling something, and I said, I noticed that's the tag that you pull out of it basically to activate the fragrance.
Right.
And I said, have you never pulled that out? And you said, I didn't know we had to.
Uh-huh.
I said, yeah, you got to pull that out. That's how the fragrance comes out of it. So we've been riding around for months with that car fragrance.
Nothing coming out of it.
Nothing coming out of it.
Well, in my defense, I thought that in the Febreze air fresheners, you just snapped the back of it.
Yeah.
And it activated it. I didn't see that little tab. It kind of reminds me of tabs that come on toys for little kids and stuff that you pull out to activate the battery.
That's basically what it is, yeah.
Well, I didn't see that when I first put it in there till I was sitting in there yesterday just piddling around looking at stuff. And I realized I needed to pull this thing off. So that was a funny Tina moment right there.
Yeah.
We laughed about it for a little bit.
Yeah.
So
Tina, talking about something that's not funny, you wanted to address something in a new segment that I think we're going to call Tina Keeps It Real. Okay?
Okay.
You've had a couple of grievances recently when it comes to food purchases. I've heard you to talk about quite a few times. And so I'm just going to hand it over to you for the Tina Keeps It Real segment and let you air your grievances.
Well, I don't think we talked about this last week. I wanted to talk about it. It was about a week or two ago. We had stopped at Wendy's. Now, I have talked about Wendy's before, about the time my mouth was dropped to the floor, about the price that we spent there. Well, we went the other week after church to Wendy's. Thought, you know, a cheap drive-through experience, you know, just get some chicken nuggets, Lily a chili, a baked potato, and a couple drinks. Isn't going to be that much money. But When I heard the price of what we spent at Wendy's that day.
I want to just point out, we didn't buy like combo meals.
No? No we french got, fries?
No. It wasn't. It was like, we got a burger, got some nuggets, we got some drinks.
Yes. Four 10-piece nuggets. I remember they were 99 cents. A dollar. You know, two for four or whatever. When that girl told us the price of what our bill was going to be for our little bit of food, my mouth, I know, stayed open the whole time. When we went to the window and she said something, I can't repeat what she said because it had some language in it. She was funny now. The girl on Peach Orchard Road at Wendy's was funny. But I told her, I said, I'm still shocked about the price that you have told me our food is going to be just to go through the drive-thru today. It was over $50 for just a handful of nuggets and some drinks. I still can't believe it. Everything's gone up. We've raised the grocery budget, which we've talked about, just because groceries have gone up. But to go, to me, I was thinking, if we could spend $50 at Wendy's for 40 nuggets, we should have went somewhere expensive and gotten a good meal for the price of what?
You can't even do that for $50.
Well, I mean, we could have got two pizzas or something.
Yeah, you get it. Right? Two pizzas.
Yeah. And then you said the other night, another grievance I have, you went and got some donuts.
Yeah, we'd been watching the Food Network and they were making donuts. And I ended up, I can't remember why I had to go in town, but I was like, you know what? We need some donuts. Mm-hmm. Stopped in Krispy Kreme. I was floored. It was almost $20 for a dozen assorted donuts. That's all we got. We didn't get anything else. It was just a dozen assorted donuts. Almost $20.
Yeah, so my grievances is just, well, I don't know if it's grievances. It's just, I can't believe that it's that much money just to get a little bit of stuff.
It is truly becoming more and more difficult to just go out to eat. I mean, we're already spending a ton of money on groceries, and then the cost of going out to eat on top of that. Now, there are some deals. Like the other day, I went and ate pizza. I got two slices of pizza and a drink, $5.99. Mm-hmm. Bambino's, delicious. Meat lover's pizza.
Yeah, that's not a bad deal.
So, you know, you've got some deals out there, but they are few and far
between. Well, you used to have these, like, the cheap fast food places. To me, Wendy's used to be that. But it's just not anymore.
No, it's not anymore. I will say this. You can get 40 nuggets right now. 40 nuggets.
Where?
At McDonald's for $11.99.
Yeah, that was not happening at Wendy's.
Yep.
I think she charged us too much, to be honest. No,
they're $6.
Well, listen, when I go to the Wendy's in Aiken, I can get two 10-piece nuggets, just the nuggets, for $7.
I went there.
Have you done that in Aiken?
I went there. No, I went there on a night.
Well, we went to Riverwatch.
It was right after that.
You went?
I went there and got a drink and a nugget, and I watched, and the nuggets were like $5.89.
Yeah, it's got to be something. It's just on that road. I know what I buy in Aiken, and it's not that much. Can they just jack prices up like that? And if I did see an article that they were doing that, but anyway. I
guess you can do whatever you want to do until somebody says something about it. All we did was just pulled away shocked.
Almost like she charged us combos and we didn't get the fries. You know?
Maybe they ate the fries.
I don't know.
Speaking of chicken nuggets, Tina, you remember when I did the Crystal Burger competition the mm-hmm. other day and I won? You know, obviously there were some regrets there, but it did spark a conversation amongst that group of people since then about chicken nuggets. Okay. And so here's where the conversation started. I think I've talked about this before. How many chicken nuggets could you eat? And so then the conversation from there went to, where are you getting the chicken nuggets from? Because that matters. Like, some people thought you could eat more Chick-fil-A nuggets. Some people thought you could eat more Wendy's nuggets. Some people thought you could eat more McDonald's nuggets. Well, the conversation went from there to who has the better chicken nugget. And so I want us to decide right here, right now, who has the better chicken nugget. And so I made a game here.
Do I need to look up there?
Yeah, you can look up here. And it's probably not a complete list. There are probably other places. But here represented are chicken nuggets from Chick-fil-A. So you have regular Chick-fil-A nuggets, and then you have grilled Chick-fil-A nuggets. You have McDonald's nuggets, spicy Wendy's nuggets, regular Wendy's nuggets, Sonic chicken, the popcorn chicken, Burger King nuggets, Burger King chicken fries, and then Papa John's chicken popper things, chicken bites. All right, so the categories that we have that we've got to put these into is elite, which is the best, great, good, so-so, not good. So this is how we've got to rate these. I'm going to let you do it, but I am going to give my opinion to this as well, okay? So let's just start here. We've got grilled chicken nuggets. Where would you put them? This is grilled chicken nuggets from Chick-fil-A.
I don't know if I've ever had a grilled chicken nugget from there.
Okay.
So I'm just going to say good.
Oh, man. Okay.
I know we're going to have probably some differences.
This is going to be controversial off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to say that grilled chicken nuggets from Chick-fil-A are better than regular chicken nuggets from Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
I think they are elite.
Okay.
That's my opinion. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So now next is McDonald's nuggets.
McDonald's are my favorite nugget.
Okay.
So it's going to be elite.
All right.
I know people out there are going to be like, that's gross. I grew up on some McDonald's nuggets.
Listen.
And you give me a barbecue sauce with a McDonald's nugget, and I'll be happy on a whole road trip just with 10 nuggets. 20 nuggets. Give me a box of 20 nuggets, and I'll be happy.
Okay, listen. I don't disagree with this. I personally would put this at great because I think that the grilled chicken nugget from Chick-fil-A is above it. But
so if you had to choose right now between a grilled chicken nugget or McDonald's chicken nugget, you're going to go with the grill that's sitting in front of you, or you're going to go for the McDonald's nugget?
That's a good question. Man.
That's fine. You're entitled to your opinion.
That's a good question.
McDonald's nugget's going to gravitate to me. I'm going to eat a McDonald's nugget.
I mean, you make a valid argument here, Tina.
Okay.
That's a valid argument. All right.
Okay.
So right now we have McDonald's nuggets at the top is elite. We have grilled chicken nuggets from Chick-fil-A is good. Next, we're looking at Wendy's regular plain nuggets.
This guy go there with the McDonald's.
You're going elite?
I'll eat me a Wendy's nugget. I ain't no shame in my game.
So Wendy's is elite.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I like it.
Go ahead and put that spicy nugget up there, too.
You want spicy to be there, too? They
elite, too. Yeah. Those are my go-to nuggets, okay. Folks.
So McDonald's and both Wendy's nuggets and spicy nuggets are both ranked elite.
And I like them all with barbecue sauce.
Wow.
Yep.
See, for McDonald's, I think the hot mustard is the way to go.
That's fun.
Steven talked us into going to McDonald's for lunch the other day. And we tried the new chili sauce. Mm-hmm. It was good, but I don't think it's for me.
For the nuggets.
It wasn't my jam. Give me the hot mustard and I'm ready to roll.
Okay.
All right. Next we're looking at Sonic. Chicken, what are they? Chicken bites?
Popcorn chicken.
Popcorn chicken bites. Where are you putting these?
When I go to Sonic, I don't get a chicken nugget. Okay. So I'm just gonna say good.
So you're thinking they're good?
Yeah.
I think I'd put these at so-so.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
What about Burger King chicken nuggets?
I'm going to put them at the bottom.
Not good?
Because I don't eat Burger King.
Burger King, not good. My concern with Burger King nuggets, I do think that they are bottom of the barrel when it comes to options for nuggets. Anything that you can buy 40 of or 20 of for like a dollar... probably is not. I mean, we just got through complaining about price.
Mm-hmm.
So this sounds a little duplicitous in our opinions here. But when you can buy 20 nuggets for like a dollar or whatever it is that they sell them for, it seems like something's wrong.
You think Burger King's cheap?
No. Burger King is very expensive.
I thought we went to quit going to Burger King. I haven't eaten Burger King in forever.
I think Burger King is extremely expensive in comparison. Because the food, like Chick-fil-A's expensive, but I feel like the food is better. Mm-hmm. Burger King, I'd rather go to McDonald's than Burger King, first of all. But the second thing is, the food is way more expensive at Burger King for some reason. It's always been that way.
Listen, I have not eaten Burger King, and this is my reason for that. I remember, I don't know when it was. You got me a Whopper from Burger King. And I remember biting into it, and my hamburger meat was raw. They had just flopped that patty on each side and put it on the bun. And I can't bring myself to eat there since my hamburger was raw. Well, and so I don't go. I know you can't base it on one experience.
That stuff happens.
No, it shouldn't.
It does happen.
I know, but it shouldn't. I remember that time you ate at Bojangles and bit into it and the chicken.
That was rough. I didn't eat Bojangles for a long time after
that. That's just tough to do. You just gotta be careful, but no, that's why Burger King would be low. So
okay, all right. So Burger King's not good. Mm-hmm. What about chicken fries?
I'd put so-so for chicken fries because I like my chicken fries at home. Okay, so, but I don't eat Burger King again. I said I don't eat it.
All right, so but you still think the chicken fries are better than regular chicken?
I've never had a chicken nugget from Burger King.
Well, that's amazing.
I have had a chicken fry. But it's been a long time.
Okay. What about, all right, next thing that we have here is chicken bites. They're chicken bites from Papa John's.
All right, we're going to put them at so-so.
Okay.
Now, I agree with this. Now, I will eat a chicken bite when you get pizza because pizza is not my favorite thing from there. And so I ask you to get me chicken. And it's a tolerable chicken. Dipped in ranch, but it's never something that I crave for chicken.
I agree with this. Okay. I agree with this. Okay. Last on this list, and again, this is not an exhausted list. This is kind of where we are right now, but we have regular chicken nuggets from Chick-fil-A.
Y'all are so-so.
So-so?
Give me the chicken strip.
You put nuggets from Chick-fil-A at so-so?
I would prefer a chicken strip over a chicken nugget. Sometimes their nuggets, and Lily works there.
I am dumbfounded by
Lily
this.
Lily works there, and people love Chick-fil-A, but I am not a huge Chick-fil-A fan. I know y'all are shocked, but when I've eaten nuggets.
He's not going to believe it.
I've eaten nuggets a couple times, and they've been tough. They've been cooked too long. And so, again, you put a Chick-fil-A chicken nugget in front of me or a McDonald's or Wendy's, and I'm going to go to McDonald's and Wendy's every time.
Wow. I think this is a very controversial chicken nugget list you've got,
Tina. Everybody's not like Tina. You asked me, I told you, this is me right here.
I felt like I had some controversial thoughts about chicken nuggets. Man, this is a shocker to me. Yeah. I don't even know how we got here. So here's where we sit. This is the final list. Elite, McDonald's, and spicy chicken nuggets and regular chicken nuggets from Wendy's. Then we don't even have anything that's great. There is no great nugget in Tina's mind. It goes straight to what's good. She rated a nugget she's never even had before. Grilled chicken nuggets from Chick-fil-A is good. And then Sonic chicken, chicken?
Popcorn chicken.
Good. So-so, chicken fingers, chicken fries from Burger King, Papa John's chicken bites, and Chick-fil-A nuggets.
Now, if you would have chicken strips on there, I'd put them up there.
Now,
to
this
grade.
Is about nuggets.
I know, but there's a difference between a strip
nuggets.
And a nugget.
And then not good Burger King. Mm-hmm. So, man, that's a rough one. I think the things that I would change are, I think I would put Chick-fil-A at Elite.
Yeah.
I think I'd put both of the Chick-fil-A nuggets at Elite.
Mm-hmm.
I'd put I'd put Wendy's and McDonald's at great.
Mm-hmm.
I'd put Wendy's spicy nuggets at good. And then I'd put the chicken fries, the Sonic, the Popeyes at so-so.
Uh-huh.
And Burger King at not good.
Okay.
That's what I think I would, if it were me doing it. But okay. Man, this is a wild, wild take. We're going to have to save this and post it on the Instagram. Let people bring out outrage.
Well, I mean, you asked me. No, that's my opinion on it.
I did. And
I know I'm not like everybody.
And I don't even know how we move forward from here. My mind's blown.
My taste in food may be a little different than other people.
We're
going to do hamburgers next.
Maybe so.
Not today, but.
Maybe so. All right. Well, I'm a little speechless. I don't know how we move on. So I guess we'll just go into your wow for today, Tina.
Okay. You're so funny. I knew we wasn't going to be the same.
Chick-fil-A at so-so?
I am not a Chick-fil-A lover. I don't care
what
you. Man. Now, their ice cream's good.
That is good. That is correct. But that's what they do is chicken.
Yeah. I don't like it. How often do I eat Chick-fil-A? You know I'm telling the truth.
I mean, you are telling the truth.
There's never a day that I crave Chick-fil-A. And I know people out there are falling out on the floor and can't believe I choose McDonald's. But
hey, I know that there's some other places that may serve chicken. If we miss something on Zaxby's. Our list, let us know. They serve tenders. They don't serve nuggets. There's a difference.
That's what you keep saying.
There's a difference between nuggets and tenders. There's not a lot of places that serve nuggets.
Okay. Well, let's go on and go to the wow.
I don't even know how I'm going to be able to concentrate anymore, but let's just try.
Well, I did a devotion this week on worrying, and we may have talked about worrying before, but I thought it was maybe something we needed to bring up again in case someone's having a tough week or a weekend. And so I thought I would talk a minute about it. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
So the scripture is in Matthew 6:25, I think. I don't think it's 16. I think it's 6:25. It says, "That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing?" In Matthew 6:25. But my devotion said that worry is something that threatens every heart. Jesus calls us not to worry, but this is difficult because when we try not to worry, oftentimes we may worry more. Consider the birds in the sky. He invites us to recognize that he knows what he's doing, not to worry and try to handle everything that comes our way. But most times we even try to help God along the way if he's not doing it fast enough. But just remember, he's in control. The more we know God, the more space we make for him to fill up our hearts and trust him instead of worrying. And a little nugget I put was to worry less. We need to fill up more with God, and that may be through our word, through his word, reading the Bible, through music, through prayer. Meditate on him and not all of your problems and worries, and then I think that's what will help us not to worry as much. So, for someone out there.
Yeah, worry is one of those things that it will
consume you, I think.
It can consume a person. And I believe that people can worry. They've gotten so used to being filled with worry that they don't even realize it. Because we worry about so many things. We worry about the economy. We worry about the election. We worry about finances. We worry about marriage. We worry about our kids. We worry about our church. We're worried about our health. We're worried about situations with God, our self-value. We've got all this stuff that we worry about, we do it on such a continual basis, sometimes we don't even realize that what we're doing is worry. But because it's so consuming of our time, of our thoughts. I've been that way. I've been that way with with Lily, worried about, her driving or, worried about what she's doing, or worried about Emma, worried about our family, worried about our, you know, just all of those things. Mm-hmm. And it gets, you know, you get into this place where what worry ultimately is it's you trying to take care of something that you can't do. That's mm-hmm. really where a lot of worry comes from, because the things that you can do, you'll probably do them. Mm-hmm. Like if, you know, if there's something that can be done, you just go and do it. Worry comes in when there's nothing that you can do. And so you just worry about it because there's nothing that can be done.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think too, when I tend to worry about something, it's almost like putting a magnifying glass on something that's really small, but I have directed all my focus to something, and so the magnifying glass kind of enhances it and makes it really big when it's small, and I focus on that instead of focusing on God. Yeah, so if you focus on God more, like the devotion said, fill up your heart, you know, fill up your mind with God, you know, whatever you've got to do to get there. And I think it shrinks that worry to where you're not, it's not controlling your thoughts or your focus. So
I pulled up a thing here when you said you were going to talk about worry right before the verse that you read, mm-hmm. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, it says, no one can serve two masters. And I think we try to do that in a sense. And I think how this applies is we can't serve both worry and God. We have to choose one or the other. And a lot of times, without even realizing it, we submit to worry, where we have to make a conscious effort to, instead of worry, submit to God. And so right after he says this, no one can serve two masters, you either love one or hate the other, right after that, Jesus says, that's why I tell you not to worry. And so, you know, you've got to kind of decide inside of yourself how you're going to live out your day. Is it going to be a day full of worry about things that you can't control? Or is it going to be a day of focusing on the fact that I'm going to do the things I can do, and for the things I can't do, I'm going to trust God. Mm-hmm. Because that is what you just said. That is the antidote to worry. It's trusting God with the things that you can't do. For things you can do, you should go do them. Mm-hmm. You know, if the problem is you're worried about money, well, quit spending so much money. Mm-hmm. If you're worried about being overweight, then quit eating more than you should eat. But then there are things that you can't do. Like, you can't keep your kids safe when they're out driving. Now, I could, you know, and what I've tried to do in the past, which I think is a mistake, is try to control the issue. And that's not the solution either. It's not to grab control. We don't fight worry with control, with a controlling nature. We fight worry with trust. Mm-hmm. Trust in who the Lord is, and that he'll take care of us, and he's going to look out for us.
Yes.
So, very good. Very good thought there, Tina. Well, guys, I think that's it. I tell you what I am worried about. I'm worried about this chicken nugget thing. It's blowing my mind, if I'm 100% honest about it.
I don't have anything to say.
Yeah, I know. I'm watching. It's your list.
I mean, I don't know what you were thinking my answers were going to be.
I don't know what I was thinking either, but I really didn't think Chick-fil-A would be so-so. It's wild to me.
And I'm sure nobody else out there is going to be thinking that, but.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of outrage amongst the seven this week. I tell you that right now.
As you can see, that's why we have a hard time going out to eat, because our thought process on what we like as food is we're opposite.
That is true.
As far as that goes.
That is true. Well, what we are definitely in agreement is that we appreciate everybody listening to the podcast, hanging out with us for a little bit, you know, giving us a couple of minutes of your day and your week. To our seven faithful listeners, we love you guys. Thank you all for hanging out with us. If you're a new listener, thank you for joining us and making it this far. It's one thing to start the podcast, to make it this far, it makes you a legend. So thank you so much for that as well. We hope that you will connect with us. If you have not yet done so, you can do that on Apple Podcast, YouTube Music, which is, I'm still getting used to saying that, and of course, Spotify. And then if you didn't know, you can also watch us on Spotify, and you can see our faces if you're on the Spotify app. Timmy told me, Timmy the Timmer, told me the other day that he figured out how to watch us on Spotify the other day.
Yeah, it's a different experience.
Yeah, so you get to see us. So hi, Timmy.
Hey, Timmy.
Waving at you. And, of course, everybody else that we're waving at as well.
Hey, so, G. I know G watches it.
Whatever platform you're listening on to, we'd love for you to hit the follow button on that. And you can also connect with us on Instagram and TikTok. Lots About Something podcast on both of those.
And if you're still interested in the 100th episode, being a part of it.
Yeah, let us know. 100
messages,
episodes
coming text up. Us, Instagram us. You know, we need to know. It's we
like,
need to know.
We're like Kim Possible. Call me, beat me if you want to reach me.
You said 7 weeks, so we need to know what? 5 weeks in?
Yeah, we'll start. I think we're in some preliminary planning stages, and then we'll get closer. We'll start making it happen. So
it's exciting.
It's going to be good. It's going to be great. And I'm excited to be able to hang out with you guys again very soon. But until then.
See ya.
Bye, guys. Y'all have a great week.